Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Dawn of the Resistance here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's actually the Maggie Dawn Show, but my old show is the Dawn of the Resistance. It just seems very appropriate. I got Tom Pauls with me through one more block. Your chance to get in your two cents. Folks, if I'm not getting to all of your texts, I'm really sorry. There is a huge crushing volume. We'll try to get every single one of your calls and texts in here. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Tiffany from River Falls saying, it's the VP's job to simply be the president's understudy and to stay out of the way, ready to take their place. This is infuriating. Someone else texting in, she accomplished something. She cast the 51st vote.
Yes.
On the very things that have helped keep our economy going, though that has not showed up in the way that it should at everyone's kitchen table and in your pocketbooks. Electing another billionaire to give billionaires more tax cuts ain't going to help regular people, full stop. Troy Flum from Mount Horeb, I always ask them what Pence accomplished and never got an answer. Well, Pence did the one thing. He actually got the electoral vote count counted and done. Right. So there was that.
Robert and got thrown out of the party for it.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Mike, for your service to country. Yes, Robert from McFarland, don't forget to mention that people keep saying they were better off under Trump. They were not. They were actually at under Obama's taxes and economic policies at the beginning of Trump, and now they're sucking under Trump's tax policies right now. Yep. John from Menominee Falls says this, if I have learned one thing in my life on this planet, it's never to underestimate the limitations of people when you tell them something they want to hear that makes them feel better about themselves and ignore their personal failures. Pick any dictator in history and that's what they do best. Agreed. Yep. Philip from Beaver Dam, it's the bro vote, Mags. These podcasters like Joe Rogan are brainwashing young men about the alpha male garbage. My son is one of them and it's so hard to talk to him. Aw, he would never vote for a woman and that is sad. We are losing many young men to this BS. I sadly agree. Why is civics not taught and ingrained in our education curriculum? It will only get worse when the Department of Ed is dismantled. Yes. Matt from Richland Center, thank you. Pointing out just Google Southern strategy. It is the entire playbook of Republican politics. Donald Trump has just morphed that out exponentially. Jim from Appleton, to the elephant in the room, says Jim. How is that major multinational corporations can both win and lose large court cases? One of them cost nearly $800 million by using the defense of, oh no, we're not a news organization, and still advertise themselves as fair and balanced. What happened to the false advertising laws? No kidding. Doug from Madison, why are Democrats always so bad with messaging? Gosh darn it. They got really incredibly smart and educated people. Maybe it's because they're trying to parse the fact that they are unwilling or unable to confront the oligarchs who run the economy and fund elections. Yes, it is the corruption that matters. It's one
corruption
of
corruption and money in politics, right? Yep, yeah, absolutely.
These were the two things that I talked about yesterday. I said, what we need to do is stop having the partisan argument entirely, like refuse to have it, and focus instead nearly entirely on a tax code for the middle class, a tax code that the middle class deserves and has earned, which we do not have. And secondly, a constitutional amendment stating that money is not speech and corporations are not people. Those two things, the vast majority of Americans agree with, regardless of age, cohort, race, gender, or party affiliation. We got to get back to some of those things. Kevin, I'm going to give him his one last take at it. Kevin, again, from Iguanago, said this, non-performing, I mean that she couldn't think of anything she would change in regards to Biden's decisions, i.e. the Afghan withdrawal being a number one example of that. So, Kevin, I totally agree with you. That was a terrible answer. But, Kevin, she gave one terrible answer. What was the language of Donald Trump every
How many terrible
day?
Things did Donald Trump say just in the last week before the election?
I mean, wow. Chad from Greenfield, you have been incredibly patient, man. Go ahead, sir. What's your comment?
Hey, I just want to address the real reason why Tammy Baldwin won, and then I want to ask you guys a question about this supposed racism and misogyny. First of all, the reason why Tammy Baldwin won is because of a guy named Philip Anderson, the Libertarian candidate. He got 1.3% of the ballot. Democrats sent out mailers promoting him, and even Philip Anderson said they were cheesy, rotten, and misleading.
I mean, Chad, to a certain extent, who cares? There were third-party candidates that sucked votes in 2016 and 2020. There's always third-party candidates, and both parties have used them to try to maximize their vote shares. Next.
Well, you
point,
know, deep,
please.
You know, deep down, it was pretty sneaky. Anyways, the question I want to ask you guys about the misogyny and the racism, when you look at the numbers, 41% of white men voted for Kamala Harris, 7% of black women voted for Trump, and 20% of black men voted for Trump. So in reality, who is the racist? Who are the misogynists? It seems like way less black people voted for President Trump than white people did for Kamala Harris. I mean, if.
So the idea that black folks vote against their interest does not mean that racism isn't a thing. We got to leave it there. How much time do we have, Cardi? Can I get in another call?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Awesome. Liz from Fox Valley, you're on the air. Go ahead, Liz.
I'm from Sockville.
Sockville. Hi, Sockville. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we'll
sometimes
take Sockville.
It gets lost
Definitely.
In the yeah. translation. Go ahead, Liz.
I love your show, and my husband and I voted for Kamala Harris, and we're just still lamenting, and I'm kind of still weepy about it, and I'm glad you're going to still fight the good fight, and you're going to let us know what happened. So I appreciate that. Love this show. Love this network. Love you all.
Oh, thanks so much, Thank Liz. You. That really means a lot. And yep. very quickly, we got less than 30 seconds. Go ahead. Oh, and we lost you. Sorry about that. My big thanks to Tom Paulswitz. We'll be right back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.